¿Qué onda, leyendas de Fantasy Fútbol Unidas? Bienvenidas a una nueva edición de Fantasy Fútbol Legends. Yo soy José Lozano, como siempre. Es un placer muy grande estar con ustedes hoy en un nuevo episodio. Como siempre, va a ser algo increíble y la verdad, ahorita estoy con una leyenda de todo esto. Austin Gale, va a ser algo increíble. La verdad, es una de las personas que más había querido tener en mi podcast. Por fin no lo puedo tener y es un honor tenerlo aquí. Y pues espero lo disfruten ustedes también, como yo seguramente lo voy a disfrutar. Austin, thanks so much for being here. I mean, I'm so pumped to have you here. As I told you, thanks for your feedback right now. I love every single thing you've done right now. He is the director of content of PFF. Also, I want to start this episode with your new tattoo of The Office, episode 5, season 4. Why did you choose to have that cool tattoo, man?
That's a great. I really appreciate having me on, man. Yo hablo un poquito español. Yo tengo 3 años en la escuela y uno en la universidad. So, yo hablo un poquito español. Yo fui a Guatemala para 2 semanas y hablo
nice
español. But I'll get back to English here. I'm not that good, but I really appreciate the time, man. So, I've always been a big fan of The Office, and I think I wanted to get a tattoo from the show for a long time, and I just didn't want to get, you know, a quote that everyone had, like, sure, that's what she said, or, you know, any of these, like, standard quotes, like, or you just, like, get in the office on there. And that was one, the quote I have here, I'm looking down at, right, well, actually, I can't cook, and I am starting a restaurant. That was one that stuck with me, man, because I love Michael Scott, I love the character, I love the show, and when, you know, Mike Renner, I brought it up to him, and I was like, I think I'm going to do it, and he's like, no, you won't, and I was like, you know what, I will, and I followed through, and now I have it on my leg forever.
Nice. Yeah, I love it. When I saw it, I had a great laugh. We'll have like 5 questions and we will like unpack them together. First question I have for you, a new team entered the league. There are now 33 teams in the league. You are, of course, the owner and the GM, Austin Gale, GM of this team. I have a cool name. I think it's a cool name. It's the Hot Mustaches because of your cool mustache. But if you have another cool name, you can say it also. Do you need to pick a linebacker for next 10 years? Who do you take and why?
A linebacker?
Yeah.
Next 10 years, that is tough. I honestly think I might, for the next 10 years, the mustachios, I think I'm going to take, I might take Fred Warner. I think I would take Fred Warner of the San Francisco 49ers. I do think that there was part of me that wanted to take Micah Parsons just because I know it's 10 years and the linebacker position, though you do see some guys like Levante David, Bobby Wagner, KJ Wright, like play into their mid to late 30s. Part of me wanted to take Micah Parsons because he's also kind of that new age linebacker that could rush the passer. He can play off ball. Yeah. But I think Fred Warner, I think he's the best young linebacker in the game right now. I think getting him for the next 10 years would be a massive win.
Nice. Yeah, I have him also. I think he's a pretty cool choice. I mean, he's only 24 years old. I mean, that's cool. For me, right now, I think he actually is the best linebacker in the league. Also, like right now, I think a linebacker that's good in coverage, it's as valuable as a QB that can throw deep and make maybe off the charts plays. And I think that's super, super cool to have a cool coverage guy like Fred Warner. Also, I have another name I would like to know what do you think about him. Cole Holcomb of the Washington football team. I love him. I think he's also young. I mean, he's a pretty complete linebacker. What do you think about Cole Holcomb, and do you think you can have him in your team?
Yeah, Cole Holcomb's good. I don't think he would be my first choice. I think he's still very raw, but I do think you're getting in Cole Holcomb and where the position is going is an athlete. Like, you go back and look at his athleticism score and what he did, I think, at the UNC Pro Day or the Combine, it was special. And it was a big reason why he's in a position to succeed with the Washington football team now. I think that athleticism matters. Change of direction, speed matters. And while, you know, linebackers are getting smaller, getting closer to 225, 250, you know, 220, there's still a lot of opportunity. You know, you want speed. You need speed. You need athleticism. I think that's what he brings to the table. I think Micah Parsons is a good example. Isaiah Simmons is a good example. Devin Bush, Devin White. You know, where the linebacker position is going is go get guys that can fly sideline to sideline, because they're going to so often be put in a position where they need to have speed.
Sure. Yeah. I'm rather with you. What would be your uniform? What color would it be? I mean, I think it would be black. I don't know.
That's a good question. I think I would go all black. I would go black helmets too. I think I would go black helmets, black jerseys. And I think, nice. I'm trying to think of what my accent color would be. It's tough. I think maybe like a dark blue or something, but something small. I think we're gonna be all black all the time. We're gonna live in a dome. We're gonna be in Oakland, California. We're gonna come back to Oakland, give them what they deserve. That's what we're gonna do.
Nice. I love it. I would root for that team, definitely. Also, a linebacker that I like, what do you think about Willie Gay? Willie Gay Jr., do you think he can be like right there? I mean, not the main linebacker, but maybe the taxi squad linebacker.
I'm interested to see, you know, Willie Gay Jr., we had a lot of expectations for him, high expectations. Another really freaky athlete coming out of Mississippi State. you know, there's some question marks about, you know, some of the character stuff coming out of Mississippi State and kind of, you know, cheating on a chemistry test and doing these different things. Does he have the mind and the commitment to the game to be a three down starter in the NFL, to have the green dot in the back of his helmet and call plays and command the huddle? That's what we need to see from Willie Gay before you can feel all that committed to, say, taking him as a, you know, a linebacker over the next 10 years or whatever it may be. I think he's an athlete. I think he's a hard hitter. I think he's proven in the limited sample size we've seen that he can have an impact. But if he's going to be consistent, which the best linebackers are, Bobby Wagner and Luke Kuechly were the best linebackers in the NFL for a better part of the last 10, 15 years because they were so consistent. Bobby Wagner and Luke Kuechly, first, second, third down, were so consistent compared to every other linebacker. That's where Willie Gay needs to get to. I think Fred Warner can get there. If not, he's already there. And then I think Mike Parsons can get there. But I think Willie Gay Jr. could get there as well.
Cool. I love your answer. So Micah Parsons would be your to sum up all these, Micah Parsons would be your first choice.
I think Fred Warner is my first choice. My first choice. I think after that, I start to think closely about Micah Parsons.
Okay.
If I could go Fred Warner, then Micah Parsons, and then, I mean, I'd probably go back to another vet. Maybe over the next 10 years, it's tough, man. I do think what's interesting is I think I would maybe even pick Devin White. Like Devin White over the next 10 years, even though like he has not graded super well according to PFF and that type of stuff, I still think he's a very talented young linebacker in the NFL.
Sure. Yeah. I love it. So next question I have for you, five players that you really love of college football this year, like that you are rooting for them this year.
Oh man, that's tough. I think number one, first and foremost, is DJ Uiagalelei. I am so excited to see him play. He is going to be electric this year. He is going to be, I think, what everyone wants to watch in college football. Big arm quarterback, athlete at Clemson, you know, has an opportunity to win the Heisman this upcoming year. I think he's going to be a ton of fun. I think another player I really like too is Boye Mafe, Minnesota edge defender, the redshirt senior this upcoming season, a freaky, freaky athlete. Just got done talking to PJ Fleck, the current coach at Minnesota. I think Boye Mafe is going to turn some heads this year. If he gets a real opportunity to see the football field, he is going to turn some heads. I think both the Ohio State receivers I throw in there, I'll combine them as one. Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave of Ohio State. Those are two receivers I really like for this upcoming draft. I think they're going to have a really good season this upcoming year for Ohio State. After that, kind of looking at some of the other ones, I think Kayshon Boutte of LSU, a sophomore receiver, not eligible for the 2022 NFL draft, but still a guy that's going to have a lot of success at LSU, former five-star recruit in 2020, a guy that led, I think, led all true freshmen in yards per run this past year. Should be a ton of fun. Maybe lastly here, cornerback out of Clemson, Andrew Booth, a guy that maybe had an opportunity – should have an opportunity to enter the 2022 NFL draft. I think he's a former five-star wide receiver. Darion Kendrick was. Never mind. Andrew Booth Jr., still a former five-star from 2019. Got an opportunity this upcoming season to play for Clemson there at corner. I think Clemson's got a lot of talent, man. Ohio State, Clemson, it's those big dogs. And then also Boye Mafe as well.
Okay, nice. I love it. Also, I listened in your pod that you like more Garrett Wilson than Olave. Why is that? Why do you think that he will be like maybe – the best prospect, maybe a better prospect than Olave?
I think Chris Olave is solid. I view Chris Olave kind of somewhat similarly to Rashad Bateman in that he does a lot of things so well. You know, you're like really excited about the consistency you see from Olave, but the spectacular ability, the high end awesomeness at the receiver position, Garrett Wilson brings that table. And I think when I was talking to, you know, Sean Wade this past year, the Ohio State cornerback that entered the draft, I think he's now playing safety for the Ravens. You know, he brought up a really good point that Olave's faster. He's got some real good polish on his routes. But there's one receiver at Ohio State that's leaving your jaw dropped every single time, and that's Garrett Wilson. You know, he's a guy that every single practice makes a spectacular play on the football. And I think that's the type of receiver I want to rank ahead of him right now.
Cool. Nice. Where would be like the ideal destination for him, for you?
Man, ideal destination, that's tough. For a football team I like, maybe the Raiders. I don't know. But I mean, the great thing about Garrett Wilson is that every team needs Garrett Wilson. You know, I think every team is looking for a true number one wide receiver. I mean, even the Chiefs, the Packers, the Bucks, the Cowboys, teams with really good receiving talent should not stop. You know, the Dallas Cowboys should not stop with Michael Gallup and Amari Cooper. They go grab CeeDee Lamb. You know, Denver Broncos had KJ Hamler and Cortland Sutton. They still grab Jerry Jeudy. Like, the receiver position is one where you can have an embarrassment of riches and still benefit. I mean, look at Tampa Bay adding Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Tyler Johnson. They're bringing in, you know, I think there's a ton of talent there in Tampa Bay to where I think you can continue to add the position. So Garrett Wilson, there isn't an ideal landing spot. He just needs to go anywhere that'll throw him the football.
Man, would you imagine Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Garrett Wilson? Man, that would be fucking bonkers, man.
That would be insane. I'm not ready for that. I think that would be. I mean, that's how you do it, though. I'm all for it. I'm all for trying to get, you know, as many people on the field as you can. I do think path to the field matters. You know, a lot of teams run 11 personnel. If you're going to start three receivers every game, the best teams in the NFL are going to have three really good receivers. You know what I mean? You're going to have three really good starters. I mean, that's, you know, over 20% of the team, the players that are on the football field for your team. Yeah. Like, you want those players obviously being, you know, high-end starters.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that would be super cool. So, hey, guys, if you want to take note of that, please take note, because this guy knows what he's talking. Next question is, who's your favorite underrated NFL player? I love, like, a lot of underrated players. I will tell you mine later, but who is your NFL underrated NFL player?
Favorite active NFL player right now. Man, that is tough. Let me think more. I really like Calvin Ridley. I like his approach to the game. Keenan Allen is one of my favorite players in the NFL. I love what he brings to the game. Devontae Adams, Amari Cooper. I'm a big receivers guy. I love watching receivers play. I think those are some of my favorite. I love Khalil Mack. I know those guys aren't underrated. I'm trying to think of more underrated players in the NFL. I still think Ridley is underrated. I have high expectations. Now Julio Jones obviously playing in Tennessee. Some people are saying that Calvin Ridley's going to get double teamed. He's not going to be good. Like, no. Calvin Ridley's going to be a dog this year. I think there's a chance he leads the NFL in receiving yards. I think that's how good Calvin Ridley really is. And I think I'm excited to see him play this upcoming season. Probably one of my favorite players in the NFL right now.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't understand why people like says like, Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be the same with Calvin Ridley. I really don't understand why it isn't the same. Calvin Ridley, I think, has a lot more talent than Juju, and I really love Ridley as well. I am a big fan of Molly Cox. I think he's the GOAT. He has 86.1% of catch rate. And also one stat that I really like, in tight ends with at least 35 targets, only Dawson Knox and George Hill had more yards after the catch per reception than Mo. I mean, that shit's incredible. I think people don't like really realize that. And also, in yards per route run, only Travis Kelce, George Hill, and Darren Waller had more than Mo. I mean, I think he's super underrated. He blocks well, he receives well, and I would really love to see him in a full snap role. I don't think that's going to be like possible with Trey Burton there, and also Jack Doyle there. But we'll see. I mean, I would really love to see Mo like Cox being maybe the sackers of Carson Wentz, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that's those are also really good players as well.
Yeah, man. I hope Molly Cox gets to see more of the field, or at least like maybe I would love to see him in another team. I don't know, like that uses more tight ends, but I really love Molly Cox. I mean, we saw this reception against the I think it was the Raiders in 2019. It was fucking awesome with one hand. I mean, yeah, I love Molly Cox like really much. Also, next question. I would love you to give me three underused players in 2020 that maybe will have an uptick of snaps in 2021.
Three underrated players, you said?
Underused.
Underused.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to see Tyler Johnson use a little bit more. But I don't know how much uptick he'll see just because that Minnesota Vikings receiving core is so massive. I do think I'm trying to think of some other underused players in the NFL right now.
You mean the Bucks wide receiver core?
Yeah. The Bucks wide receiver. But I mean, I don't think he'll see an uptick in usage. That receiving core is just too deep.
Yeah.
I think Jarius Sneed is going to play a lot more this year. He could play in the slot lane on the outside. I'm excited to see Cameron Dantzler play a lot more this upcoming season. A lot of my mind is on the rookies kind of entering their second or third years. Maybe you see Bryan Edwards, the wide receiver at Las Vegas wide receiver that a lot of people liked coming out of South Carolina. There's maybe some opportunity there with Nelson Agholor gone to come play a little bit more snaps. I'm trying to think of more. Jonah Jackson going to have some more opportunity. I think Logan Stenberg going to have some more opportunity. The two guards there for the Detroit Lions. That should be a fun watch. I think the Detroit Lions could potentially have a top 10 offensive line in the NFL if all things go according to plan. So a lot of encouraging stuff there as well.
Yeah, I would love to see your opinion. Do you think that with that, like as you said, that cool O-line, do you think Jared Goff will have a cool year, or do you think it's going to be like the same we saw with the Rams?
So Jared Goff, I don't think is going to be a bottom five graded passer. Like I could see him being top 20 next year. Like it's not, I know the receiving core is not good in Detroit. You know, TJ Hockenson and no one else. I know they added Tyrell Williams, but I do think that it's not going to be as bad as maybe some people are bringing up. I do think there are some opportunities to Jared Goff, not necessarily surprise some people, but not just be an absolute dumpster fire. Like, I could see him grading above 60.0 this upcoming year and surprising people that way.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think about Amon-Ra St. Brown? Do you like him?
I like Amon-Ra St. Brown, especially where they got him. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown working from the slot in that offense could have some success early on. I think he's a high floor project. I don't necessarily see him far exceeding expectations or getting significantly better than he was at USC with the Detroit Lions, but you're bringing in a receiver that I think can start for them in the slot day one.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Jonny Mollison would take that role, but I'm not really sure. I really would love to see Amon-Ra St. Brown there. Yeah, so me, I have of course, Russell Gage is the obvious answer. He'll have more snaps because of now the Julio departure to Tennessee. Also, I think maybe Chase Edmonds will have more snaps than before. I think James Conner won't be like the feature back right there. Also, I thought this until this morning, Kamal Martin, the linebacker of Green Bay, I really thought he was going to have a lot more snaps. But right now, I saw this news that DeVondre Campbell is going to get to Green Bay, and I think that ruined everything. I really love Kamal Martin. What do you think about Kamal Martin? Do you like Kamal Martin?
Yeah, Kamal Martin, I think it's good. I had an opportunity to talk to him a little bit recently. I think Kamal Martin could be a very successful linebacker for them. I think right now it's a lot of projection. You know, Green Bay has not had a lot of good linebacker play lately, especially since the departure of Blake Martinez. But still, Kamal Martin, I think, is one of those breakout candidates that Mike Renner highlighted on a podcast recently that I do think that with more snaps could have some more opportunity and play a little bit better.
Yeah, we hope he's going to be the linebacker one. Also, I have Alex Highsmith and also maybe Denzel Perryman in new role in Carolina. Maybe they will have more snaps. We have one last question right here. The Olympic Games Board has accepted football as a sport that will compete in Tokyo 2020. Right now, the NFL has a requirement that only third year players, 2019 also only, can represent USA. You're going to be the head coach. Justin Gale is going to be the head coach of the USA team, the dream team. What would be your dream team if that were to happen?
Oh my gosh, dream team. Give every single player?
Yeah, from 2019, from like third year players, what would be your dream team for the USA to win the gold medal?
That's tough, man. I think thinking about quarterbacks first, I'm trying to think of where I go first. Let me pull up some notes here, because this is a deep cut. 2019.
I have Daniel Jones, maybe.
Not Daniel Jones. We're not going to do Daniel Jones. We have to start to look at Josh Allen, obviously. I think Josh Allen would be a quarterback I'd take. He gives you some free wins in the running game. I can bring in Brian Daboll as my OC, kind of make some plays there. I think Josh Allen would be a good quarterback decision. A wide receiver, though, that's tough. I'm trying to pull up my notes here. Give me one second.
DK has to be there, right?
DK is going to be there. I think you have to bring in DK. All right, here we go. We're going to go DK Metcalf, okay. Josh Allen. DK Metcalf, Josh Allen. Going to have AJ Brown. Those are my two receivers. No, actually, I'm not going to go Josh Allen. I'm at Kyler Murray. I'm going to go Murray. Kyler Murray, DK Metcalf, AJ Brown. Running back, probably go two-headed monster of David Montgomery, Daryl Henderson, slot receiver Jacoby Terry McLaurin. Along the offensive line, I think I could have some talent here with the tackles. Or Jonah Williams at left tackle, probably.
Sure.
And Juwan Taylor at right tackle, which is unfortunate because he's not that good, but hard to dealt here. Man, running back, I do bring in Josh Jacobs. I don't know.
Okay. Brutal.
I like Josh Jacobs. I think I'm going to go Josh Jacobs as running back. Jacoby Myers, A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin, A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf. Tackles are going to be Jonah Williams, Juwan Taylor. Guards, Dalton Risner, and Chris Lindstrom, or Elton Jenkins. I'd get Elton Jenkins there. And then center, that's tough. Eric McCoy would probably be my pick for the offense. Yeah. Now, defensively, that's tough. And I like that offense. That I think we can make some wins. I think the receiving core is where the highlight is. That 2019 receiving class is just absolutely absurd. But I think that's the biggest highlight. Offensive line is kind of bleak.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't love that. I mean, running back position doesn't matter a ton, so I'm not super concerned with who I have there. Defensively, we're probably going to rock. We're going to bring in Jeffrey Simmons and Quinnen Williams.
Of course, yeah.
And we got to bring those two guys in. Montez Sweat.
Nice.
Brian Burns, probably my two edge defenders.
Any Bosa?
Bosa. I guess we could go Bosa, yeah. I forgot about Bosa because he didn't play last year. We'll go Bosa. Well, Bosa. Probably go Bosa and Brian Burns. Talk Ooh. About a stud lineup there. Burns, Bosa,
nice. Simmons,
Williams. We'll go Darnell Savage at safety. Got to have Darnell Savage.
For sure.
Linebacker.
Stuff.
Like Juan Thornhill too. I think I would go Darnell Savage and Juan Thornhill at safety.
Right.
My yeah. corners, I'm starting to think definitely not John. I'm not bringing Jonathan Abram onto this team. Linebacker. That's tough. Who has even played well at linebacker? I'd probably just go Devin Bush and Devin White.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe go Holcomb, but as you said, it's a little bit rough.
And then corner, I guess I have corner left here.
That's tough, man.
Chauncey Gardner Johnson would be my slot for sure. First team, all trash talk. Outside corner, maybe Jamel Dean and Jamel Dean and maybe go Jamel Dean and Trayvon Mullen, and that's probably the fourth starter right there. Trayvon Mullen at corner, yeah. starter. I don't know if we're gonna win the Super Bowl, but we might.
Damn, I mean that corner is of course we had you got Chauncey Gardner isn't that make that will make like another person like math that's super that's for sure. Then you got Jamel Dean, and then they will be tough with. with Mullen there. But yeah, I think the offense can make a lot of points right there. I love it. I have Damien Harris. Maybe I would take Damien Harris and Miles Gaskin. I love Miles Gaskin and everything he can bring to the table. I may bring him as tight end. I didn't hear tight end. Well, who would you bring that as tight end? Would you bring TJ Hockenson?
Yeah, I guess TJ Hockenson, but I think we're going to run a lot of 10 personnel. I think I'd four receivers. I'd rather bring Jacoby Myers too. I don't know.
Nice. Okay, I love it. Yeah, also I think the edge rush would be pretty dope right there. You got Bosa, you got also great, you got Simmons. It would be pretty cool. Also last question this was one by a fan right here. Is Draft Day movie good at all?
No, I hate the Draft Day movie. Everyone says the Draft Day movie is good. It is not good. That movie sucks. I watched it once and I will never watch it again.
Yeah, man, it was terrible. I mean, I have one friend that went to the cinema right when it went out. He was super pumped, and when in the movie he started screaming like, "That's not fucking real!" In the cinema, everybody stared at him. It was super funny, but yeah, man, I think it isn't a real movie. I mean, the draft scenarios are fucking bullshit, right? I mean. Yeah. Three first round picks, I think they percent were right.
It's ridiculous. And then they like end up like sending them all back. It's just all movies a disaster.
What is your favorite football movie?
Man, it's tough. Favorite movie? I'm a big fan of Whiplash. I like Whiplash. It's one of my favorite movies. I'm a big fan of that one. Or football movie. You said football.
Yeah, but I like Whiplash also.
Remember the Titans is probably my favorite football movie. That's a fantastic movie. I think that's one I'd probably say is my favorite football movie.
Yeah, Ian has said every single time that it isn't a good football movie, but I think all the scenarios is pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, super. Well, Ian, sorry, Austin, thanks for being here. I'm so glad to have you here. It was like such an honor. As I said in my Spanish intro, I don't know if you understand it everything, but it was like since the beginning I wanted you to be here. I mean, it was like you are one of my biggest inspirations. And thank you for being here. I really love everything you're doing, and keep it up, man. I mean, I will be rooting for you every single time, and you're the best, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Gracias por escucharnos a todos. Nos vemos en el próximo episodio.